Welcome back to the Better Than One Marriage Podcast, where two are still better than one for that reward of the labor and the falling and the picking up. I'm Ronald Corsi Jr.
And I'm Chelsea Corsi. And
we're still married after all this time. You know, things have been shaken up in the world. Before I even say that, you know, I literally never say this. Make sure for anybody who likes these videos and has seen and says, hey, you know what? We like these people. Go ahead and do a click of something, a share, a subscribe would help.
Sorry.
Yes. Sorry. That's fine. You know, it is what it is. You should. It'll help us help out the podcast and get this stuff to more people. You know, it's been shaking up in the world, Chelsea. People have been getting a divorce and separation on. And that's unfortunate.
It is sad.
The latest two that I'm hearing about is, one is confirmed, Jeannie Mae and Jeezy. Mm-hmm. Now, some would from the outside look in and say, this was doomed from the start.
Oh.
He's the snowman, and she's a young lady of Asian descent. And
a white man?
No, I'm sorry.
Y'all need to know I am very culturally unaware. So just
he's not.
Excuse
no,
he, me?
Jeezy, rapper Jeezy is not white.
Oh,
he's the snowman, which is a loose reference to street vernacular concerning drugs, right?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, which okay.
He's not the snowman anymore. All right, everybody has a past. All right. But the point is that they seem to be from two different sides of the track. And I really don't know her at all.
And neither does anybody.
Nobody does.
People be talking about these celebrities like, he ain't good enough for
he
her.
Ain't, and blah,
who
blah,
is
blah.
She?
Like, who knows?
Do I don't you even know. Know her?
Maybe he's too good. I don't know. They just seem to be in two different worlds. It was just like, oh, but this is great. You know, they seem to be happy. Wonderful.
Right.
And 2 years later, we have filed for divorce. And, you know, there's reasons circulating. But nonetheless, you know,
what are the reasons?
I can't even solidly say what the reasons are. It seems to be just differences, right?
Okay.
Differences in what we do and how we do it. He's more private. She's more public.
Okay.
Right. Things like that. And once you bring a child into it, you know, stuff just gets haywire. That's one. Right. And then then there's Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert.
Now, that one hurt my heart because I actually knew about them.
You knew about them.
Yeah.
Yes, which is a feat for you.
Is a feat.
That's a feat. Because typically, you know, I'm like, you know, Barack and Michelle, and you're like.
Okay. All right, let's not go there.
A little hazy on Barack? That's an odd name.
No.
It's an odd name.
No, that is a very poor example. See, that's exactly, here's the point in that, though. I would know Barack and Michelle, but I would not know anyone who has a name other than their name.
Yes.
Such as Jeezy.
Jeezy.
I don't follow, like, pop culture and, like, you know, I don't follow that. So that's what I don't know. I know Barack and Michelle.
Shout out to Teyana Taylor. I remember seeing her on Sweet 16. She was 16. It's very precious.
Oh, wow.
That's the only reason I really knew who she was. And Iman Shumpert is in them. Well, he was in the NBA, right?
I didn't know that.
But they are separated and not for infidelity purposes, according to her, which she said vehemently. Like, it's not for infidelity. It's not for infidelity. And I feel like we're at the point, and maybe we've been at the point where, like, marriage is trendy.
Yeah.
And, like, it's almost, like, become, like, having a celebrity marriage is, like, it seems like the trend is following that. Like, hey, let's just get married for a few years, and we ain't gonna be married no more.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to me, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why would we want to follow this trend? It's like art imitating life and life imitating art. It's like whatever celebrities do and people who are kind of like in, it's like culture naturally kind of goes after that.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they want to or not, it's like, here you go. Here, a celebrity marriage was like, oh, it's like, oh, well, we know this isn't going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's no longer a celebrity marriage. It's like now it's like, oh, marriage. We know it's not going to last.
In general, I see. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true, because Hollywood marriages were always short.
Always, right.
But now all marriages
are
trending
short.
With being short.
Yeah. And so we say that to say this. At the Better Than One Marriage Podcast, you know, we want to encourage people that a successful marriage is actually very attainable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the right ingredients and, you know, information and really the right spirit about it, you can make it work. And it's not going to be like, you know, slavery.
Right.
Right.
That's the thing. It's not only successful. It can also be happy and enjoyable.
All that.
Because people, I think sometimes start looking, like people who have been married, they do kind of start viewing it as a job.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is hard work, but it also is enjoyable. It's not always hard either.
No,
it's not always hard work. There are aspects of it that are hard work.
You know what? That's because you're an angel, Chelsea. I've talked about this before. it's like what is hard is determined by who is involved in it. Mm. A task is not hard unless... let me say this right? Mm-hmm. A task is only hard if the person who is doing the task is ill-equipped for the task. Mm. Or is not willing to do a task. Mm. Right? When it's what I talk about nuance. It's like people who do things for a living or have done things for a long time, they don't understand, or maybe they've forgotten. Let's say they've forgotten that there is nuance to everything that you do. So when I'm sitting here in the house and I call my good friend, like, hey man, can you do such and such? Can you put this wall up for me? And he's like, cool, no problem, sure.
Right.
And he's coming in, it's just like, hey man, I'll do this part, you do that part.
Okay. Thinking that it's going to be simple for you.
It's going to be simple, right? Because all I'm doing is, hey, I'm just screwing in here, tapping there, boom, boom, put it up, boom, done. And it's done. But for them, that's their experience. Mm-hmm. Same thing with me. I'm like, Mary Had a Little Lamb is easy.
Right.
I don't even have to think about it. But if you don't play piano,
it took me hours to get this together.
Right.
If I got it together at all.
Correct.
Yeah.
So marriage is literally no different. There's nuance to it. Mm-hmm. There is... It's the person, it becomes hard when that person is not equipped to do the task, meaning your heart position is not where it's actually supposed to be.
That's it right there, because it's perspective.
Right.
I feel like it's almost 99.9% about perspective.
Yes.
And your perspective, it might come from like a lack of knowing what you were getting into.
Right.
And then just having to get over that.
Yes.
You know, like, dang, I didn't realize I signed up for this.
Right.
It takes a minute to get over that.
or a short minute, because I'm not doing it.
And I'm not doing it.
Right.
But it could also just be that you thought it was going to be easier for you than it turned out to be.
Right.
And then having to make a decision to like, oh, I thought I would be better at this than I am. Oh, I knew it was coming, but I thought I would be better at it.
What season of Married First Sight are you on? Sorry, what season were you on? Because clearly you were on. That's their favorite thing. Oh, it's just so much harder than I thought.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is the part that's stupid, Chelsea. It's like, really is arrogance and pride, I guess. Because the going, if you said, hey, what is marriage? Marriage is, give me the going slogan. Everybody would say, hard, 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 hard. Actually, ask America Says, and it would only be one answer. It would be an H here, H here, H here, H there. I got hard. Good answer. Hard. Great. Hard. Right? So for people to go in and be like, oh, it was so much harder than I thought. It's like, what? I'm like, did you not see the episode of America Says where it was all H's, bro?
Like, everyone knows this, right?
Everyone knows that it's hard. It was just harder than I thought.
Yeah. It's like, but I thought I could do it, and I thought I was prepared, and I thought I was, you know.
Yeah, abled.
Yeah.
I thought I had it.
Or just, you know, love conquers all type of thing. Like, oh, but we're in love, so we can make it.
My Lord.
And it's like, is love enough?
And there lies the rub. This is Christ. You know what I've come to learn, and I'm coming to learn, Chelsea, is that Jesus Christ, he was not only a stumbling block to the Jews, he literally is a stumbling block to everybody. Mm-hmm. Like everybody. Mm-hmm. Like he sticks his foot in the door of everything.
Yeah.
Where it's like, up. So you thought your love could conquer. He's like, actually, I have a love that,
that actually
you
does.
Do not possess.
Yeah.
My name is Jesus. Amen. So now he's a stumbling block, but he was so necessary because he had to literally cancel all our excuses.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have any excuses anymore because he showed up. Like, his showing up canceled my, oh man, I just can't. He's like, actually, you can, because I'm going to send a comforter that now gives you the power to endure your marriage when you feel like this isn't going to work.
Right.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And beautifully, you know, he's one one who is just like him. Mm-hmm. They're alike.
Amen.
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 Amen. So what's our topic for today?
Our topic for today is, what is the best part of being married?
You know what, Chels? Don't play with me. I will turn these cameras off right now, and we will go and worship.
Why?
Because you're just, you know, you're my love, Chels.
Okay? I mean, not that I'm opposed.
My object of affection, to be used at my discretion, to quench my royal fire.
Have mercy.
All right.
Our topic for today is, what's the best part of being married?
And what is the best part?
So I am on Reddit.
All right.
And somebody posted in Reddit, what's the best part of being married? And under that, it says, I hear, that was the title. Then they say, I hear a lot of bad things about marriage. I guess I just want to know the good parts. I mean, I wonder how many people feel that way. That's so sad. I feel like in church, they don't talk bad about it.
Yeah.
Like, they generally make it sound like, oh, God ordained it, and it's a blessing from the Lord. And, you know, and two shall become one flesh.
One flesh it.
Yeah, you know, and yes. And they talk about leaving and cleaving and all this stuff, and they make it sound like a thing.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's this God ordained wonderful gift of
what God has put together.
Don't you separate it.
My God.
And don't you get divorced.
My Lord.
You know, so I feel like when you grow up in church and stuff, you probably don't. Mm-hmm. Hear a bunch of bad, like, negative talk about it. I mean, maybe if your family.
Right.
Maybe it depends on your family, too.
Maybe.
Because not just your household, but, like, your relatives and just the people you grow up around and all of that, too. But, like, if you grew up in an environment where everybody was married and spoke highly of it, like, I can't relate to that.
Yeah.
And my parents got divorced, but I still can't relate to, like, oh, I only hear bad things about marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
I still can't relate to that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's probably, you know what? I mean, I guess, and like you said about perspective, mm-hmm. perspective would say that there is actually probably the same amount of good as there is bad. Mm. Just like the glass is neither half full or half empty. It's right. just it's actually just whatever you see it as.
Yeah.
But in my experience, I would say there's probably a lot more good about it than bad.
Mm-hmm.
In that. Like, what is the main thing? I mean, you know, spiritually, just to go there first, you get to be a representation of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to be one almost by nature. Whereas your life, and let me say, it's the actual act of marriage that gets to let you be the image of Christ, like, from the jump.
Yeah.
Whereas you being a human, you have to come to the knowledge of Christ and then become like Christ,
right,
and start to look like Christ. Whereas the actual act of saying, hey, I'm going to vow mm-hmm. to this person irrespective of what they do to me, that's really mm-hmm. what the vows are.
Yeah.
Irrespective of what happens or what they do to me, that's like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the jump, like, hey, you look like Christ right there.
Mm.
What a blessing. Because when you're saved, typically you're still a heathen,
right
mm-hmm. All the heathens, let's raise your hand. Amen. Right. So you were a heathen, and now God is trying to change you mm-hmm. into Christ. He doesn't say, you look like me right now. He's like, no, you got my spirit, but whoo.
Right.
Let me.
You got a long ways to go.
You got a long ways to go. Where it's just a beautiful thing that marriage is like, just the very act of it is like Christ.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right? That would be the spiritual side
mm-hmm.
for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could keep going.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I didn't know if you wanted to.
Oh, no. I was just going to hop in with, like, the comments on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the first one is, home is now a person instead of a building.
Well, that's quite beautiful.
Yeah. Very poetic.
Very poetic.
Yeah.
I've never seen you as home, although you are, I guess, home to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
Right. It's no longer. That's just funny. It's
a chair.
It's still a chair. Listen, don't get me started. That's
all.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Funniest thing Luther ever did in his career.
Sure, and it stuck. How
but
did
we
that
still love
listen,
him.
Listen, you got to be different to be an artist and just say, you know what, I'm going to hit
him. Oh,
with
yeah.
This.
They just do whatever comes to them.
And people was just like, yeah, we like that. Yeah, we like that. It was just like, y'all like that? Okay. Just like, hold on, brother.
Oh my
the nerve
goodness.
To even go for that is just already, I need to buy your album.
Oh, it's hilarious.
But yeah, I guess it is a home. I mean, it's a different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I would say really life is like your wife, or my wife is like more so becomes your life. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily just home. It's just, it's everything.
Right.
Like, you know, the job isn't home. For some people who may be single, it's like the job is their home, or it's their...
That's true.
You know, it's their main focus. It's like, no, not anymore. Mm-hmm. Home is actually now my main focus. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. All right. Our next one is having someone who's always got your back. Having someone to cuddle before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's literally a built-in best friend you get to live with forever.
Well, what happens when they don't have your back, Chelsea? Or they don't want to cuddle?
Yeah.
That's a question for you.
Oh, I mean, I think in the essence of what this person is saying, it's like, you know, even in those moments, if you're committed to the marriage and you have a strong foundation, you know that in those moments where it's not cuddling mm-hmm. and defending and supporting, mm-hmm. that it gets back to that. Mm. And I think the last line is really where it's at. It's literally a built-in best friend you get to live with forever. Your best friend is like, you can squabble and make up and still be friends.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes in the same day.
Prayerfully.
Not always. But maybe sometimes in the same day. I was mad at you earlier, but now we're fine. And it's like, hey, should we watch a movie? Where's the popcorn?
Yes. Typical Chelsea sense. That whole thing. I was mad at you earlier. That's how we start our day off. I was like, good morning. What is earlier?
That is not true.
Oh,
that's funny. No, but I feel like that's the key, though. Mm-hmm. You know, that's your best friend, though. So it's like, we are going to get back to cuddling. We are going to get back to, you know, and really, for the most part, I think if you really are in like a solid marriage, mm-hmm. you do always have each other's back.
Yeah. Prayerfully, that's real rough.
For the most part. I mean, I can't imagine being in a healthy marriage, because in a healthy marriage, there's going to be.
Oh, you said a bad word.
Dark days.
Yeah.
There's dark days in a healthy marriage, but if it's an unhealthy marriage, you know, that's a totally different thing. We're talking right. about like a good marriage. What are the best parts of marriage? We're not talking about like when marriage goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like when marriage is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You do always have each other's back, no matter how you're feeling about each other at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like I ain't gonna say it's a cuss word, but that's like a trigger word when you say healthy, because now when you go into a healthy marriage, it's like, it's like there are going to be marriages where somebody, if not both, were really actually both are unhealthy
mm-hmm.
in certain regards.
But
here's the challenge of marriage is like now, you know, I get to be your mirror,
mm-hmm.
and now you get to see how sick you are. And how sick you make me. You make me sick.
Okay.
Because you're sick.
Terrible.
Right? But that's the challenge. I think that's one of the biggest parts of the challenge of marriage, Chelsea.
And especially the part where they say, hey, so do you. Do you see yourself?
See what? Me?
Exactly. Moi? Exactly. Moi? Like receiving it and giving it in love.
Right.
It can be so challenging.
It can. And now here you have this unhealthy person. And it's like, so now they should have your back,
mm-hmm.
but their lack of sickness, you know, it's like if you go to a hospital and you get into a fight, if your spouse is on life support, they can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
If your spouse is in a coma, they can't help you.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
They're dead sleep on something, if there's something that they're literally in a coma with, where it's like, oh man, you seem like you have an anger issue.
Mm-hmm.
/ you seem like, you know. I'm trying to think of something really horrible, like, you know, something somebody could be completely blind to, like, oh, you seem to lie a lot.
Mm.
And then they say, I never lie.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a whole nother issue, because now not only do I need you to have my back, I need you to be responsible. I need you to be my friend. I need to be able to trust you. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to honor you in a certain respect. And now you're dishonorable, untrustworthy. And on top of that, you're delusional.
Yikes.
And you don't even know.
Yeah.
So now we have an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to health.
Yeah. And I think that health is both parties individually as well as the way that you come together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like separately, just having a healthy marriage, the dynamic of your togetherness.
Yeah.
Because that might have to do with perspective, where you both have to have the same expectations of what being a good spouse is.
Oh yeah.
You know, and just what people should expect of you, what your spouse should expect of you, and what you expect to receive from them. And if you're not on one accord about that, then it can get real messy real fast, because sometimes it's not even people being blind. It's just them being unaware that that's something you even wanted from them or needed from them.
Right. Who are you? Yeah. And what do you want?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I thought you loved me. I do love you. Yikes.
Yeah.
Talk about, we've been there. You've been there, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Two different sides of the coin.
Yeah.
You're talking about a different issue. It's the same issue, but it ain't.
Right.
Yeah. And it's hard to resolve when it's like, that's not an issue. Yeah, it is. This is the issue. No, it's not.
Right.
Yikes.
Or just, that's not as important as you're making it.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. Like, yes. So that's really important to you? Yeah,
especially with me, right? That's my main.
I mean, I say both ways, but.
That doesn't matter, Chels.
Right.
Doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. And the answer is definitely not, hey, stop caring about that.
Yes.
Get over it. You're not getting it.
Yeah. I had a conversation with one of my family members who was older.
I got to stop. Skirting this. Oh, that was what the skirt.
I didn't know, first of all, okay, well, I didn't know what the first one was. I just ignored it. but an older family member of mine who had feelings about something that their significant other said, mm-hmm. and I know now because I've been married, and I'm like, what you're doing is by saying that, basically they say something about you and you say that's not it. I know that now, and it took me years. It's like you're actually dismissing their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You're not correcting their feelings. You think you're correcting them by saying, no, I wasn't this. This is what it is.
Right.
It's like the whole, I wasn't yelling. This is yelling.
Right.
Right. You're actually dismissing their feelings. And now it's actually, you think you're helping, or maybe you don't. I don't know. But you certainly feel like you're helping, like, oh, so now when I go forward, they'll know, oh, I'm not really yelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, it's how the yelling made them feel.
Right.
I feel like you're yelling. Therefore, you're yelling.
Exactly. That's the
hard part to accept about marriage.
Yeah.
It's like, if that's how you're making me feel, I need to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to talk to you about.
You adjust how it's making you feel.
Yes, you adjust how it's making you feel.
Or you adjust what you need.
There it is, right?
And that's not something you can actually adjust.
Yeah, that's a fair
point. Wants are adjustable, needs are not.
Wow.
You know, you're out here like, oh, we'll stop needing that and then we'll be fine.
Yes, we'll be all right. I can get these bills down if you stop eating. You don't need no water and food, bread and water, or food and raiment. You don't need that.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, in a healthy marriage, no matter where you are in your marriage, as far as like your temperature with each other.
Yeah.
You do always have each other's back.
Certainly.
And I can say I do feel that that is one of the best parts, is that you have somebody who always has your back.
Yes.
You know, where it's like, oh, I'm struggling. I got somebody I can go to and be like, hey,
yeah,
when one falls, the other one can help them up.
Yeah.
I'm not just doing this whole life fight alone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I can come to you and say, hey, you know, I've really been struggling with XYZ, or I just need somebody to talk to, or I just need a shoulder to lean on, or whatever. Yes. Even if we haven't been getting along the best, we're still there for each other.
Yep.
We're not just going to be like, you won't ask me to be there for you after you did it.
We want to sometimes. We want to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But prayerfully, you aren't being immature.
Yeah. All right. I'll do three more. So this one says the partnership. I know it sounds so cliche, but there's nothing in the world like having someone make dinner because you're too busy studying, or to take care of you while you're sick. I also love spending hours playing Zelda and laughing at TikToks with my best friend. It makes the world a lot less lonely.
I don't want to criticize. I'm sorry, because this is what I was hearing when I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to criticize that person, because I feel like it's coming from a loving place.
Oh yeah.
But it sounded selfish.
Mm.
Which is funny to me. It's like, it's good to have somebody who can make you dinner when you're sick. Nobody says,
well, when you're too busy studying.
Or take care of me when I'm sick. Nobody says it's good to have somebody I can take care of when they're sick.
Mm.
It's so good to have somebody who I can cook dinner for when they're too busy to spend time with me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says that. They always come from and it's natural. They come from more of a selfish place. Like, what can you do for me?
Yeah.
And partnership, in marriage is a little different. And if you really approach it from that angle, it's like, oh, what can I do for them?
Right.
That's the actual proper approach for marriage.
It is.
Which is very bold.
And most people don't go into it that way because they go, it's something they want because of what they get out of
it. I don't got to. Mm-hmm. I get to. Shout out to E.T. I don't got to take care of my wife. I get to take care of my wife.
Yeah,
that's that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, but I would suggest to anybody, if you want to approach marriage, if you approach it from the selfless part, it really will endear you towards your spouse. And I mean, imagine somebody literally saying, you know what, it's just so nice that, you know, I get to just do everything for them. That's very cocky.
You're a little shiny.
I'm shiny?
Yeah, dripping a little bit.
Listen, we real. We real on the podcast, Chelsea. We real.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We keep it a buck. I'm over here. I was fine for hours. I literally sat down, ate some oranges, and all of a sudden my nose was like, all right.
I'm running now.
Time to run. It's time to run. I think it's because I hadn't really had no carbs today. Mm. You know, stuff makes your blood a little thicker and gets you. So I think I haven't had as many carbs, so more stuff is just coming out.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, what really happened was I saw the first podcast we did of the season, and I looked enormous because I am, right? I have to accept that.
Because I am.
No more talking about how I look. You're enormous, Ron. So I said this is unacceptable. So I'm trying to get myself together. And will, and prayerfully we'll see progress on the podcast.
Praise God.
Amen.
I disagree with enormous.
Well, she loves me, so.
Nah, you're not enormous. Very
walrus, like very walrusy, walrus bear,
I can't.
Bear-ish.
Have mercy.
Amen.
No, but I think that it's okay to, because they're saying the partnership.
Yeah.
And that's something to take note of, the partnership, but then saying someone to make dinner because you're too busy studying and take care of you while you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I see what you're saying, that it's like, it's funny, but I wonder if they meant that as a two-way street. That's the only way that that's okay.
I'll accept that that's what they meant it as.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I do that for her and she does that for me. And,
right. You
know, well, I don't know if this was a
whoever, right,
woman or male, but, you know, then that's okay. Yeah, because I mean, I agree with the part of just hanging out. Like they're saying, I love hanging out. That's one of my favorite parts. I love when we hang out.
Yeah.
And when you have kids and like bills, it gets harder and harder to have as much time to just hang out.
Yeah.
And that's like, that definitely fills my love tank a lot. Like quality time is my number one love language.
Yeah.
So the more quality time we have, which, of course, for someone who is a quality time love language, the way that we define quality time is different, you know, from what maybe other people who don't find it as important or necessary define it as, because, you know, for us, it's like, it's just us and we aren't preoccupied with anything else. Like, we're just with each other, focused on each other, having a good time with each other, and not while doing other things. Mm-hmm. You know, but like that's one of my favorite things. That would be one of my answers.
Yeah.
Because we are besties and we hang out and we have a good time.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Need to send these kids to Linda now. Watch these kids, mother.
Hilarious. Yeah, definitely need quality time. But yeah, good stuff. All right. Someone else says, having someone who knows you so well that they can see right through the mask you put up for the rest of the world, has been by your side through the best and the worst moments of your life, can tell you if that mole on your shoulder looks suspicious, can get you Gatorade when you're sick, can take you to the doctor if it's beyond home care, can pick you up from work when your car broke down, reminds you that it's going to be all right, and gets just as excited as you about your good news. For me, being married is like having a best friend who lives with me all the time. Everyone's saying best friend. I'm taking note of that. Mm-hmm. It's joys doubled and burdens halved.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Joys doubled and burdens halved. I know that when we are old, we will take care of each other. And sadly, I know that one day one of us will go where the other cannot. But that before that, we will have built a lifetime of memories and a family together.
All right.
Wow.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, if you focus on best friend, it's like, you know, I guess everybody kind of wants a best friend. Mm-hmm. I don't really recall wanting a best friend.
From like a spouse?
No. Well, no, not from you.
Oh, just in general.
But even, no, if you know what, I never really considered the fact that we would become best friends. Because typically, my mother and father, I don't know if I would call them best friends, right? That would be my model. And not to mention, just as a boy, like you think about marriage, but it's not the same. But I never really thought about the companionship aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I thought about the love and the grown up things and. You think about that aspect, but I never really thought about companionship. When I met you, I didn't think like, you know what, we're going to get together and she's going to be my best friend.
Right.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
But what struck me was the mask.
Yes.
It was like the first comment.
Yes.
But
having someone who knows you so well that they can see right through the mask you put up for the rest of the world.
Right. Yes. That's a fair, astute. But you know what? That's interesting because
But do you think, I don't think that's a given.
I don't think it is. Well, here's the given for me is I don't necessarily think everybody puts up masks.
Okay.
I mean, you know, maybe that's a lie because everybody does put up masks, but you're not really a mask putter upper.
Nope.
No. I have a lot of masks. I wear a lot of masks for everybody. I speak to everybody differently.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain aspects, I hate that. But. You know, I just, whatever level people are on, that's what I speak to them as.
Mm-hmm.
At least whatever level I think they're on. So
yeah, you're more hesitantly trusting and you're more private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just pure. You don't care.
Well, pure is a nice way to say it. Yes. Sometimes I can be naive and over assuming that like it's a safe space. And like my boundaries are blurred.
Mm-hmm.
Like transparency is a gift. And it can be a blessing to others.
Yeah.
But it can also be like, hold on, reel it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can hurt you.
Yeah.
It can. Yeah. But that's where it's interesting because I don't actually think everybody has a mask. At least not one that's a public mask.
Right.
Some people might have a life mask or this is the mask I wear. Like I don't take this off. You know what I mean? And even if they can see through this, it's like it's almost like maybe they couldn't. Or maybe they know, but it's not evident. I feel like the mask this person would be talking about would be clear, like, oh, they're having a rough time.
Right.
And they're trying to show that they're okay for other people.
Right.
You know, as opposed to this person is really insecure about who they are as a person.
Right.
In general.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's probably different. Mm. There's different masks. Because, like, I feel like there's the one where it's just, like, you run into somebody that you know from work and it's, oh, hey. Or, like, let's say somebody you haven't seen in 10 years.
Sure.
And they're just, oh, hey, how you been? But you weren't close.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's, like, that cordial level
of
just, oh, hey, I'm good. How are you?
Right.
I've been talking about this a lot lately because I find that funny that it is our knee-jerk response.
It is.
Like, that is... It's just banter.
Yeah.
It's not really a question.
Not even.
It's kind and courteous. It's almost just like normal greetings.
Yeah.
It's a greeting.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
It's a salutation. Yes.
It's a salutation.
Yes.
They don't actually, they're not asking you, how are you?
No.
They're saying hi.
Yeah, that's it. They
like,
just
don't take that at face
yes,
value.
That's very funny.
Because if you answer the way that it, like, in, like, truly, it could be very off putting.
Well, if I could get this light bill down. That'd be all
right. Right. You know, but then you have the people where they ask you how you're doing and you actually respond honestly.
Yes.
And I feel like that is a level of closeness and intimacy.
Right.
And that's probably what this is a woman because Mermaid Lily. But
you never know.
Well, that is true.
Yes.
But anywho, you know, it's like I think that's what this person is referring to. You know, that other people, they can say, hey, how are you? And you say, I'm fine. How are you? And you smile and you act normal. It's like with the world, you're normal. Because, like, nobody's asking for
no
deep, dark secrets or corners
right.
or
right.
darkness. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you show up, you smile, you be cordial, you be okay. If yes. you're going to be crying, you don't come in yet.
No.
You know, like, you get yourself together in the car and then you go inside. Don't bring that in here. That's please. Not for everybody.
Oh, boy.
You know, but then there's those people in your life that they're the one that you would call
yeah.
when you're, like, about to break down and be mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm having a hard time,
yeah.
you know, and yeah. then you wipe your snot and you go wow. inside and nobody knows that just happened.
Yes.
That is a mask that we all have, wow. unless we are someone who's like, just, not.
I have no boundaries.
I don't even know what to call that. Like someone who's unaware. Just completely socially unaware
yeah.
that that's unacceptable.
Right.
Those people exist.
They do.
But they're few and far between.
Prayerfully.
But, like, you know, even me being a very open person, because I'm just so emotional that, like, it's hard for me to. And that came with time. I wasn't always that way.
Yeah.
You know, but as I got older, it got to a point where it's just like, I literally can't control this.
Yeah.
I told you, like, whenever I see Tim Ross, like, he's so emotional,
yeah.
Tim Ross. And I'm like, yeah, that's like, he's like my spirit animal. Like, I'm the same way. It's like, we can't help it. This that's is funny. Just what we're feeling. This is what we're thinking. And it is what it is. I'm tearing up. Deal with it.
Listen, Tim, this guy be having the best conversations ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but, but I think that's the base level mask
yeah.
of just social awareness,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I understand what level
yeah.
of relationship I have and what environment I'm in. And there are certain environments, especially as an adult, that require you, like little kids can cry mm-hmm. at school.
Yes.
They can break down in the middle of class mm-hmm. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And like everybody just, oh, what's wrong, little Timmy? And yes. because and always okay,
yes.
you know. But you get to a certain age, and that becomes unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's just like, all right, now, like, what's wrong with
get
you?
Get a little old, Timothy.
Exactly, it ain't Timmy no more.
It's gonna be Tim
Timothy
in a minute.
Pull it together. You know, and it's like, I don't really know how I feel about that.
I understand.
I don't really know. Like, I know to a degree. There is a level of couthness involved, but like sometimes I wonder, like, but we're also like coming into a place now in society
yeah.
where that's easing up too much.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, I've just always loved cats. And like, I just don't understand why I can't be a cat. And they're just like, oh, well, who told you you can't be a cat? You be a cat. And yes, now
they've lost their minds.
And we're going too far now.
They have.
We're going too far. Because I think that's when the line gets blurred of what is valid mm-hmm. and invalid. But then I hate saying that because you can't tell somebody their own personal experience
yeah.
and their own personal struggle. And like my mom always told me, too, that there's different things that make up a person's perspective.
Yeah.
It's like life experiences, it's personality, it's like she had like certain things that she named because she went through like a counseling program back in the day, and she was talking about like the different things that make up a person's unique perspective on life
mm-hmm.
and like that is the lens through which you view life.
Yeah.
So for one person, what just happened might have been totally like just a blip on the radar
right.
and for you that was like crisis inducing.
Yeah.
Happens. And then for someone else, it could it spark intense joy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But what lens are you looking at life through? And now that's when you don't want to invalidate people.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to give room to people to feel, but like within the boundaries of like
mm-hmm.
there is a line somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of complex.
It is pretty complex. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I think that's the helpful part of growth groups. And
mm-hmm.
Well, typically churches that have cell groups and growth mm-hmm. groups are going to do a lot better because people inherently won't necessarily, they'll feel less inclined to have to put up a mask.
Yeah.
Where now we have a real space where I can literally like, okay, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where a church is not necessarily the place. I mean, in certain regards it is, you know, praise God for the altar.
Yeah. Amen.
But we're not at the altar the whole time.
Yeah.
And sometimes just, you know, it ain't like that.
Yeah.
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 Amen.
Yeah, no, but you know, you definitely, excuse me, are in my circle of people,
yeah.
you know, like
I'm in that thing.
Yeah, you're in my circle of sure people enough. Where it's like, and some people, like we were just talking about some friends of ours where it's like the one of them only has the other,
mm-hmm.
like no one else to go to in those moments. And some people that really is their reality, like
mm-hmm.
and hopefully that's for a season, you know, because like I think that, you know, if you're in Christ, you know, he sends community and fellowship and all of that. But there may be seasons where it's just like in all the only person I and I think, too, it's a level of availability.
Yeah.
Because like we're doing life together.
Right.
You can't be like, oh, I just have no time. Like, I can't get over to your house.
can't get over there, Chelsea.
So sorry. I thought I was going to be able to do it, but I'm sorry. I couldn't make it. Are you going to be all right?
No.
You know, it's like, no, you live here.
Live here.
Like, sure. We're going to go to bed tonight. And if I'm sobbing next to you, you can't be like, snow. Yeah, I just couldn't get around to it.
Man, so your sobbing is really bothering me. I mean, you know, I want to be there for you, but.
Right.
Let's cut it down a little bit.
I didn't realize it was that bad. I'm so sorry.
Have mercy.
But at the same time, I think this goes back to health.
Yeah.
Because some people are not healthy enough to actually like let down the mask for anyone.
Oh, yeah.
And get to a level. And you see that so much where people are like, they won't open up to me.
Yeah.
And it really is a hindrance in your marriage because, you know, typically there's one who won't open up and the other one's wide open.
That's typical.
Amen. And then the one who's wide open is just like, how come you won't open up to me? You won't share anything with me. Like, I feel like I don't even know you that well.
And they're craving that level of yes,
emotional openness with you.
Transparency.
Yeah.
Be vulnerable and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back to that health, man. If we can get to the root, I was literally having a long conversation today with a guy at work who I talk to a lot. And I, you know, he's a good guy, and I was trying to get, you know, sometimes I ask people like, hey man, I just talk to people, just drawing, you know, and trying to get to the root. And I was like, hey man, you know, and he was saying like, certain things make him uncomfortable, and I was like, cool, well, why is that? In my mind, I feel like the Lord is giving me discernment, Chels. Mm-hmm. I'm getting discerning.
All right.
I come in, I know why you don't. You know why? You know, such and such. But you know, I've given a couple people hugs on the floor, you know. And almost everybody is uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Which is, for me, is odd. Mm. Because it's not like a, you know, what are they going to think about me thing.
I'm sorry, bro.
It's very funny. I know.
No,
Chelsea.
I'm laughing because y'all are working in a warehouse and y'all funky. Come here. Bring it in, man. Bring it in.
First of all, I said a couple, not several. And depending on what time of day, you know, it's not that bad in the morning.
Right.
I wouldn't even try to hug nobody if I was too filthy. But no, it's just it was just funny to me. It's like certain things make certain people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. That shouldn't.
Humans were made to have and show affection,
mm-hmm.
and it should not make you uncomfortable for me to hug you, mm-hmm. unless I am a threat.
Mm.
So now what happens is if you know I'm not a threat, there should be nothing inside of you that would say, I'm uncomfortable with this.
Yeah.
Barring being a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a stranger to anybody. You mm-hmm. all know me. So let me have a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you know, it makes them feel super uncomfortable. And what I say is that comes from a different place of issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why don't you want to show affection? And it because either I really is because you've shown affection before and it was rejected,
mm.
or you've wanted to show affection and you felt like it's going to be rejected. Mm-hmm. Something inside of you makes you feel like really unworthy at the end of it. And that how you want to be perceived is not how you're going to be perceived.
That's it.
So instead of showing it, I won't show anything,
mm-hmm.
because it'll end up to my detriment. Somebody's going to say, I am this and I am not, or mm-hmm. it'll be true or it won't be true. It's all bad.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I just won't play the game at all.
Wow.
No hugs for me.
Yeah.
Back up.
No. And it's cultural norms. Mm. And I feel like that goes back right around to what I was saying, that like, I don't know really like how I feel totally about the fact that we're not allowed to have a bad day in public. Like, is that really a good thing? Like, if you're really struggling emotionally or internally or mentally or whatever, mm. you know, it's like, but then it's like, oh, but you're doing something wrong. Mm. You're making people uncomfortable by coming in here and actually like that being obvious or visible.
Well, and
why is that a problem?
Let's pop that. What if it isn't actually a problem?
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's a trick of the enemy, to be honest, because everybody bottles everything up and then just stews over it and they don't have anybody. And that's what you were saying about like growth groups and everything.
Yeah.
Like having small groups in churches is good, because then you connect with people at a deep enough level mm-hmm. to like have some sort of outlet.
Yeah.
You know, and like a group of people where you can be honest and forthright. Just, how was your week? And you can say, it was actually really tough.
Yes. That's fair.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, I don't think there is a problem with it. I think that the enemy really wants us to think there's a problem with it, because he can play with your mind a little better.
Yeah.
If you just kind of just, oh no, but I can't tell anybody, it's going to make them uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And like, they're going to look at me crazy, or they tired of my whining, or whatever. So like, let me just keep it to myself and deal with it by myself.
Yeah. And there's no unity, and mm-hmm. there's no overcoming by the testimony.
Yeah.
There's no confessing faults to each other.
Yeah.
Nope. Or, you know, even if it ain't a fault, whatever. There's no real transparency that builds actual community and unity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I found in like becoming an adult that could no longer hold in emotions, so like I can't even try to trick you. sorry, can't do it. You know, what I found though with the people that I have actually talked to more, like, you know, just opened up to about exactly what I was mm-hmm. feeling or going through, is that most of the time they'll be like, oh yeah, like I've been through something similar, or I feel a similar way, or I'm right there with you now.
Right there with you.
But like, you don't start the conversation to even be able to find that out. Oh, yeah. And then you think it's just you and you're weird and crazy.
Yep, and you're not.
And you're not.
Not at all.
It's like, we're all just kind of walking around like them commercials where the person's holding up the smiley face for the depression commercials, where they hold up that smiley face and then they take it down and they're actually like... Yeah. Moping around everywhere. It's like, you don't even know I had to drag myself out of bed this morning. Like, I almost didn't make it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not really good. No. But like I said, we don't want to go. I think the previous generations went too hard with the suck it up, be a man, or suck it up and be strong, because not everyone's a man, but just be strong.
Yeah.
And then now we're in a generation of, not our generation, but the one right after. Right after went awry. I don't claim. Sorry, I don't claim y'all, but
that's funny.
You know, it's like right after that it went awry with just like, you know what,
I'm gonna do whatever comes to my mind.
And like, and just because there is a boundary. It's like, but you're fine. Sometimes you're not, and sometimes you are. Yeah. It's like, now the challenge is getting people to understand they're okay. Like, nothing happened. It's okay.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
You know, they cut me off in traffic. So, you know, like, I just really felt threatened.
Right.
It's just like, whoa. First of all, they didn't.
The most horrible day ever.
First, I'm the daggone progressive. First of all, they didn't cut you off. They were switching lanes. Oh, man.
Right. Let's try this again. Just go back.
Let's try. We're going to hang back.
Right.
Yeah.
Overly offended, overly just emotive, all of that. But like, there is a happy medium where it is okay to be human.
Amen.
God is emotional.
He is.
Yeah.
He's jealous. Was that our last question?
I mean, I figured I'd make it that.
Okay.
But like, in regards to marriage, though, mm-hmm. I think that it's something really to be addressed, because that is one of the best parts of marriage, mm-hmm. is that we can talk to each other about the deep dark.
Yeah.
And not be put off by each other, or not be offended, or not be, you know, uncomfortable. We hug fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no question of if you can get a hug, or if you can, whatever the case may be. Like, it's a safe space.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's the mirror. The mirror, the mirror cannot tell a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? You know, not you. It's not you. And we can work on it, but because you have the mirror. The good thing about the mirror is you can see what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get to see, because the mirror is going to tell you.
Yeah.
Praise God. You know, even without speaking sometimes.
Yeah.
Bars. And they'll tell you something is wrong. And you get to see what's wrong from that mirror, and your spouse looks at you and they keep letting you know what's wrong. And if you're defensive, it'll ruin a marriage,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, because having tumult is like confrontation after confrontation can't be steeped in I'm being defensive and don't want to accept the truth,
because
that's how your marriage dies, because now all y'all doing is arguing.
Yeah.
But if you can get to the root of why you're arguing, it's like, hey, your spouse has a problem. I'm sure you have a problem with them.
Yeah.
But don't be mad at the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, work on what's in the mirror.
Yeah.
And you can get right.
Yeah. I mean, that also, as far as just being able to be honest about issues with each other. But I was more focused on just kind of like the cares of life, mm-hmm. you know, just being able to, like, it's joys doubled and burdens halved.
Yes.
I want to try to hold on to that. Like, mm-hmm. I want to keep that in my brain bank because that's so good to me.
Yeah.
Joys doubled. Excuse the phone call. Joys doubled and burdens halved.
Yes. It's good.
That's real good.
It's real good. Yeah. You don't always, I guess you don't always, I never thought about that. But yeah, you get to share in the good things and you get to share in the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get to multiply and divide.
Yeah.
Someone's there to bear that burden with you.
Yeah.
You don't have to figure out how you're going to pay the bills alone, prayerfully.
Right, right.
Right. And you don't have to have nobody to celebrate with.
Yeah.
So many times I've seen people, you know, at the job and they get an award or something and then they just take it home. And
yeah.
Nobody to look at my award, you know, or look at mm-hmm. what I did. But you get that in marriage.
Yeah, you do. If you allow yourself to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, appreciate all those who are still on. Please give a like, subscribe, and share at the Better Than One Marriage Podcast. We want you to understand marriage, a successful marriage, is attainable.
Yeah.
With proper principles put into action, you know, proper information, and just a heart that is willing to change.
Amen.
And to love. Amen.
Amen.
I love you.
Love you too.
Love y'all. We'll see you next time or next week or whenever you get back on.